Here's something about 2020. There has not been a week where John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner, Talk Business and Politics, have had to even remotely scramble for conversation topics. Even before a mask mandate, social unrest, and a pandemic, there was an impeachment, remember? This week, they cover masks and the latest Arkansas responses to the pandemic, but Roby began their discussion by asking John Brummett about the legacy left by the late congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis, who died last week.
I think his legacy is that the civil rights movement was brave. The civil rights movement was important. The civil rights movement is not over. But the finest elements of the civil rights movement were bravery at the time and good-natured, good-hearted vigilance thereafter. That's what John Lewis means to me. If he had every right to hate everybody. His skull was broken open. He was beaten near death for fighting for equality, fighting for basic rights. And yet everybody tells you, and he was here a couple of years ago whenever we had the congressional
2018,
for an appearance at Philander Smith for the students and to assist in Clark Tucker's campaign, and just a delight, the kind of sweet, generous guy you would expect him to be, and always positive about doing good and going forth and making things better. When this world hit him in the head several times and broke his head open, to me, the point is, take your blows, fight for right, and keep fighting with the best temperament that you can fashion, and hope that things continue to incrementally get better.
Last week, Asa Hutchinson finally comes out with the mask policy that you didn't think he was capable of coming up with.
That's simply not true,
Roby. Well, I'll let you go into that.
Okay.
But he did manage to offend just about everyone.
Uh-huh.
The people that said he should have done it sooner are not happy that he didn't do it sooner. There's exemptions in there. And then those who did not want a mask mandate at all are apparently going to protest on the Capitol.
By going naked, I guess, because they don't believe the government can tell them they have to wear something. That they must all now emerge unclothed into the public square.
Put all of this in context for me. I don't need the nakedness thought
well,
in there.
But that's a logical
where does
follow.
This mask mandate go? Is it going to fall off of the planet, or is it going to actually be implemented?
I regret so much that you misstated my position.
Please
expressed
correct
very
it
well here, just in this chair a week ago. I said, we're not going to go out here and arrest everybody without a mask. We're not going to start giving mask tickets. Do you remember? I actually pointed out to the street.
Well, I remember
when I said
you
that
saying specifically a week ago that you didn't think that Asa would implement a mask mandate. You had awakened on Sunday morning after having tweeted something on
that
Saturday
I was
and wanted
going
to take it back. Well, and then he came out and did it.
Roby, again, misrepresentation. Fake news. I tweeted last Sunday week ago, I believe we're going to get a mask mandate tomorrow. I woke up Monday morning, and I'm going, I don't know if this happens to anybody else, you or something's bothering me. I just woke up, and there's something. I did something bad yesterday, and then I thought, and I sat there on the bed, and went, oh, yeah, I predicted he's not going to do that today. I did not say he wasn't going to do it forever. I was just 3 days off. I stand proudly with the position that I said all along Asa Hutchinson was pragmatic and capable of this kind of thing. And he did it.
See, you reminded me of the president's position on when he said the coronavirus was going to eventually disappear. In the Chris Wallace interview, he said, well, eventually I will be right.
Yeah.
Eventually, you are
right. I think 3 days is going, for me, it's going to be closer than Trump's going to be. But I'll put my timetable up against the president's. Look, this was so eminently predictable. The sheriff up in Marshall, the police chief, of course. I said here last week, the point is not to have masked police. The point is not that everybody going down the road is if you're driving down the road and you think, wait a minute, I didn't see that strap over his shoulder, go arrest him. We don't do that. We have a seatbelt law, but we don't arrest. We have the policy We enforce it when there is an occasion to enforce it, such as a wreck and you didn't have it, or we caught you speeding and you didn't have it, and here's a ticket. But we, the purpose is to encourage responsible behavior for health safety purposes. That's all I ever thought it would do. That's all it will ever do. And yes, we got some of these yahoos out there who say they're never going to put on a mask. And we got the authorities among these yahoos are saying they're not going to enforce it. Of course. What we need is for the state police district commanders to go see these sheriffs and these police chiefs and say, look, we said you're not going to arrest anybody. Ticketing is your discretion. We're going to ask you not to flaunt your disregard for this. We're going to ask you not to flout the law or the executive order.
It's too late. They've already flouted it.
We're going to ask you to enforce this thing if we have major events. We don't want you arresting or ticketing the old boy for being out here on the sidewalk and not having a mask. But if you got people gathering and if you got people getting together close in the diner, we expect you to do something, and we will do something. I think that's the policy. Mm-hmm. Meantime, you hope for some residual improvement in our behavior, because people are now living in an environment in which wearing a mask is gubernatorially directed and government directed. Not everybody's going to do it, but maybe some infections will stay within the mask rather than get out into the public, and you've done some good. That's all I ever hoped it would do.
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. And there is much more from their conversation, including thoughts about the president and the November election. That can be found at TalkBusiness.net.